Milligan. That's a good ball, though, for Australia. Tommy Orr's away here. Chance perhaps to seal the points. Tommy Orr scores! Just his second international goal, and that might be enough for the Socceroos. Referee's glance at his watch already. And in fact, there is no time. So despite that late scare, Australia have the points. The first hurdle has been negotiated safely, although there were a few scares along the way. Just 17 more games to go.
And that may be just about it for the Swedes in this group, pending other results. And there it is, Australia have qualified for the round of 16.
There's been a bit going on overnight in Australian football, and the Socceroos got the job done against Kyrgyzstan, and the Matildas made the final 16 in the Women's World Cup. It's great news. Matty Windley's been all over it from the Herald Sun. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Harf. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'll tell you what, I watched the first half last night of the Socceroos. Had to get some sleep at some stage. And I was genuinely fearful that I would wake up and we would lose that game 2-1. Because they were all over us early.
They were. I was having a look at the rankings before. So Kyrgyzstan are 177. And they've got the likes of Solomon Islands and Tahiti just above them on the rankings. Right. I think that's a crock.
That is a crock.
It is a crock. They're pretty well organised, aren't they? And yet they've got that sort of... they've got... It's sort of like a half-half sort of Soviet sort of Chinese background based on where they're landlocked in the world. And, you know, they're fairly solid. As Ange Postecoglou said after the match, most nations around the world nowadays can play. It's just, and I think the real difference we noticed last night in the Socceroos winning 2-1 was the finishing. I mean, Kyrgyzstan had more chances than us, but it was like playing against playing with a team in FIFA video games where, you know, they can be as talented as you want and committed as you want up the field, but if you don't have the shooting boots on, you can spray them all over the place. And that was what the case was. They were going, they couldn't hit the side of a barn door the way they were going. And that was the way that paid, because at the end, you know, you're seeing about the 66th minute just from a turnover in midfield. Mark Milligan plays the pass of the game in the path of Tommy Orr, and he finishes brilliantly, and Australia go 2-0 up, and that's the game. So I think it's a good reminder that this phase of Asian qualifying is not going to be as easy as what we thought it was. We saw just a couple of hours earlier last night, Singapore went to Japan and drew 0-0, which is a massive shock considering Singapore's like about 162 in the world as well. Yeah. So this is new, this new expanded sort of Asian qualifying. It's giving a lot more of these teams a chance to mix with the big guns and have a consolidated run at a round-robin sort of phase, and I really like it. And, we'll get to see more sort of outposts like Tajikistan and Bangladesh in the coming months. And I think it's going to be really, really good. I think we'll get through, but it's definitely not going to be as easy as what maybe people might have thought.
Now, difficult to always bounce back after or get up to the same performances we'd had before during the Asian Cup, when we took out the Asian Cup on home soil. Hard to back that up at times, particularly when you get this phase of such a long, drawn-out process of qualifying. Who impressed you? Who didn't last night for the Socceroos?
You know I'm a positive person.
You
I don't
are
like to go
always
on the
positive.
Our fullbacks weren't fantastic.
No, they were bad.
And they'll know that. look, they haven't played. Oh, Franich's case, he hasn't played for quite a while. So Melbourne City fans will be hoping he gets himself, you know, really fit during the preseason and has a big A-League season next season. But, they were poor. But the one I really want to focus on in terms of being really good was Tommy Orr when he came on. He's sort of been scratchy in terms of his Socceroos. Not even so much performances as much as just time given on the field in the last 18 months or so. You know, we thought he was the next big thing, and he's been playing really well in clubland, but just hasn't sort of been given the chance to translate that into the national team. But he had half an hour or so last night when he came on for Nathan Burns, and I thought he was absolutely fantastic. And now I wouldn't be surprised if that's sort of like his coming of age, in the sense that he gets a crack at a starting berth from now on, and then hopefully takes it with both hands. And that was his second goal for Australia, but it was probably his first deliberate goal, because his first one was that cross-come shot against Japan in the qualifier a couple of years ago that probably wasn't deliberate. I'm sure he'll concede that. So, it was a brilliant finish, as I said, after a great pass from Mark Milligan in the build-up. And, he was really, really good. I was really pleased to see that.
And important for him because he's clubless at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a big couple of weeks coming up for quite a few of the Aussie boys in terms of sorting out their club futures, and he's probably, I'd say, at the top of the list. I know Jason Davidson's, future's up in the air as well. He didn't get on last night, you know, as is Bayich, they went with instead. But, Tommy Orr's a big one, definitely, in that sort of sense.
Well, Aziz won't be playing next time. That's what we know. Now, that's the Socceroos. That's a good performance, but we've got bigger fish to fry because the Matildas have just come off a 1-1 draw with Sweden to qualify for the knockout stage of the FIFA Women's World Cup. Are we tempering our excitement a touch knowing that Brazil's the next competitor?
I thought about that, but then I'm like, well, not necessarily, because this was the group of death. Like, not just us saying it's a really tough group from our perspective. Everyone around the world was saying that this out of the six groups was definitely the most difficult. You had three top 10 ranked sides, one of them being us, Sweden, America being the others, and then you've got the African champions in Nigeria. So it was always going to be ridiculously tough for us to get out of the group. Not only have we got out of the group, we got out of it in second. We didn't have to rely on being one of the best third place finishers as well. So it's a fantastic effort by us. And I think we saw in probably the first 70 minutes or so against the United States as well, one of the best teams in the world and probably one of the favourites to win the tournament, that we matched them as well. So clearly we'll go in as underdogs against Brazil. And it's on Monday morning at 3 a.m. our time, which is a bit of a shame because the other games have been fantastic timing for us from a TV perspective. But clearly, with any sort of Brazil soccer team, the attack and their flair is their strength, but their letdown is in their defence. And definitely, with our attack, the way they're going, Lisa Devana scoring again this morning, she's just an absolute gun. Sam Kerr offers fantastic support coming up from midfield. I think, why not? Why can't we get a dream? Yeah, exactly. No, I really think they've come on in leaps and bounds the last probably two World Cup cycles, the Matildas. They've made the quarterfinals the last few times when it was just eight teams in the knockout stage. It's the first time now it's 16. We were knocked out by Brazil, I think, in 2007, and we were knocked out by Sweden in 2011. So, look, as I say, we'll be underdogs, but I don't think it's out of the realms of possibility that we can get a result here.
We can do it. We've got Monday to think about it, so we'll be fine. Good on you, Matty. Nice to chat.
Thanks, Harf. Anytime, mate.
Stay well. Matty Winley from the Herald Sun.